Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website hollywoodtakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N.
Well, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song. We'll all be flying higher than a jet airliner. And if you want a little bang in your yin-yang, come along.
The majority of Gaza has already been destroyed through acts of collective punishment by this maniac, Benjamin Netanyahu. I'm 100% with Senator Schumer.
It's Biden versus Trump.
Yes,
we know that.
It is.
What do you say to voters who are upset that those are the two choices?
Get over yourself. Those are the two choices.
Yeah, love that. Right?
What do you say to those folks about the economy and what's going on?
Well, I say we have the best economy in the world. We got to make it better.
The clock is ticking. Only 214 days till you get to vote.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
From coast to coast. From border to border. From sea to shining sea. Sean Hannity is on.
All right, thanks, Scott Shannon. Hour two, Sean Hannity Show. Toll free, it is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. So here we are, 214 days away from, well, you can use any cliche that you want, although it's not really cliche this time. Tipping point election, inflection point for the country, all of which are relevant and all of which are real. And when you just look at where we are as a country, you've got to ask yourself, okay, what are we going to do if, God forbid, we don't elect or put out of office Joe Biden and elect Donald Trump? It's not going to be good for the country. Anyway, let me play for you James Carville's admonition about young men leaving, especially minorities, leaving the Democratic Party in droves.
You know, I've been very vocal about this. It's horrifying. Our numbers among younger voters, younger people of color, particularly males, we're not shedding them. They're leaving in the droves.
Then we have Democratic pollster Mark Penn. He was on Hannity last night talking about the issue of abortion. And basically confirming everything I'm saying is that Democrats will demagogue this. Now, I know some of you disagree with me, but I would argue one of the big reasons that the wave did not materialize in 2022 was on the issue of abortion. If you look at the recent runoff race in New York, Congressional District 3, Probably the ad that ran the most was about Republicans being against abortion, even though the Republican candidate was not against abortion. And Tom Suozzi, as I said, they demagogue. It's not hard to see where the Democrats are going to head this year in terms of what their messaging will be. Democracy in peril. Ironic from people that have no problem with one elected official kicking somebody off a ballot for something they not only were never convicted of, but have never been charged with, which they tried to pull off in Colorado, Maine, and elsewhere. So that's interesting. They'll run on January 6th, but they won't bring in the testimony of the actual driver of Donald Trump that day that said the story about him trying to commandeer the car was total BS. Anyway, we've got a lot of numbers, a lot of polls to look at here. We told you yesterday about the Wall Street Journal poll finding that Donald Trump is winning over Joe Biden in 6 out of 7 swing states. He even goes up a little higher when you factor in Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Now, our friend John McLaughlin and Associates, they have some new poll numbers out today. We're going to share with you in a minute because they now join us, John and Jim McLaughlin. I assume it's probably just John McLaughlin because Jim McLaughlin can't tell time and he usually misses his appearances that he's scheduled to have on this show. So, John, hello. How are you? I assume your brother's sleeping.
No, I think Jim's here, and we're gonna.
No way,
Jim. Jim's got to be there. He's definitely on time. And I'll tell you what. Jim and myself and Linda, we're gonna have like Sean Hannity meets the McLaughlin group today. So it's McLaughlin and McLaughlin's. But
okay, that's three too many McLaughlin's for any one given day, to be honest. But
and poor Jim, he's still suffering from one time being late. What was that? 3 years ago.
Okay, it was not one time. Let's be honest.
It was one
here.
Time. No, it was not. I can promise you it was once.
No, I can promise you it was more than once. John, can you back me up on this?
I don't think so. I think it was.
Don has to go to Christmas dinner with Jim. He's not backing you up on that. Are you insane?
And you know why I was late? It was because of my daughter. So you know what that's like, Sean, when you're always taking family first.
So.
Unreal.
Funny. But I tell you what's good about this is a good time to be on because Trump's ahead in the polls. And you're right, it's like 214 days. And if Trump was if the election was today, but it's not today, but if it was today, it'd be an electoral landslide. When you're looking at Trump leading in all these battleground states, or at the worst case, tied in maybe Wisconsin or Pennsylvania. And it's not just the Wall Street Journal poll, it's the Real Clear Politics average of polls. And so Trump is doing what he has to do to win. The Biden campaign is doing what they have to do to try to put a cap on us. And the censorship, and when I was listening to your introduction, the disinformation is unbelievable. You're right, they're going to demagogue certain issues, whether it's abortion or the democracy, whatever, threat to democracy, et cetera. But they also, what they try to do is spout this disinformation and basically try to censor us when we're popular. I mean, Trump had a last week, you know, it was the epitome of the whole election was the contrast of Trump going to that poor policeman's, the Dilla family's wake, and Biden and Clinton and Obama in Manhattan raising millions of dollars from billionaires, and they didn't have the time to make a phone call to the widow of the poor policeman that was lost. And in the national media, shut it down. I mean, Fox News carried it, Newsmax carried it, conservative talk radio carried it. But, you know, the mainstream media barely mentioned it. And that's the human side of Trump that people see, that it gets out there on social media, it gets out there on his True Social, it gets out there. And that's why he's leading Joe Biden, because we want a strong president who will take care of the middle class, take care of the safety moms that are worried about immigration, people that are worried about inflation, whether you're younger voters. And now you have a Biden 2020 voter. We're seeing this in our national polls, who's voting for Trump in 2024. And a quarter of them are Hispanic, a quarter of them are black. Their average age is 35. And they're in our last national poll that Trump was leading 49-43. Rasmussen Reports has Trump up 8 today. So Biden's got a big problem.
All right. In your national poll, this really jumped off the page to me. 56% of all voters think that Biden wants to stop Trump from winning by putting him in jail. Only 30% say it's not true that Biden is trying to jail Trump. a supermajority of Republicans agree with that. Independents agree 50-33 on that particular issue. Moderates agree 48-32. So this message of a weaponized justice system is getting through. And then the core coalition of the or the Democratic coalition consisting of African-Americans, Hispanic-Americans, young people, suburban women. You look at, for example, Biden's actions. He is bleeding by 20 some odd points African-American voters and the same with Hispanic-American voters. 67% say politics played a role in the indictments of Trump. 58% said Biden played a role in the indictments of Trump. 56-31 say there is a double standard at Biden's DOJ and the FBI and the IRS as they target Trump, but Biden and his family get sweetheart deals. 52-38 say the indictments against Trump were done because he leads in the polls. 58-34 say Biden should stop targeting Trump and interfering in the election. Jim, how much will this show up in 214 days at the polls?
Oh, we're seeing it already. And it's why Donald Trump is ahead in all the polls right now. And the other point is this, especially your audience, Sean, but the American people in general, they're way smarter than the Democratic Party gives them credit for. They're way smarter than the political elites are. They know this whole idea. The vast majority of that forgotten middle class understand this is a political ploy by Joe Biden, and they understand that he's actually behind this. Think about it. You have nearly 6 out of 10 voters are telling us Joe Biden is behind these indictments, and actually nearly 7 out of 10 are telling us that politics played a role in this. And look, the voters want to be the people that decide who the next president of the United States is. And you've talked about it. You talked about how Joe Biden is hemorrhaging minorities. You know who dislikes this warfare, these police state tactics more than anybody? Hispanics. Why? Because Hispanics have seen this in the countries where they've come from. They compare Joe Biden. When we do focus groups among Spanish-speaking Hispanic voters, they start telling us that Joe Biden is using the same desperate tactics of Fidel Castro and Hugo Chavez and Maduro and Ortega and the rest of the Marxist dictators. And what's happened is this lawfare has backfired on the Democrats, and it's another reason why Donald Trump is winning. And the most important number is for Donald Trump right now. In our last national, he's at 49%. You see it in a lot of these battleground states. He's either approaching 50% or he's at 50%. We haven't seen numbers like that for a Republican running for president. It's probably going back to 2004 when George W. Bush won re-election.
All right, quick break. More on the latest polling with Jim and John McLaughlin of the McLaughlin Group. This is like the McLaughlin half hour on the Sean Hannity Show. Linda's last name, if you don't know, is McLaughlin. All right, we continue with our pollsters, the McLaughlin Group. Jim, John McLaughlin are with us. They've been doing polling for the Trump campaign. Now, if I had to guess today, I would say probably Donald Trump will only face one of the four possible of the four trials that Democrats wanted to have before this election. And that would be the most insane one. Well, they're all kind of insane, but that would be the Bragg case in New York about Stormy Daniels going back to 15 and 16. John McLaughlin, let's assume he doesn't have a really friendly jury pool there. Let's assume it's not a fair venue for him. And let's assume that he's found guilty of whatever the charges are based on whatever payment, I guess, that his lawyer at the time made to Stormy Daniels, etc. My question is, how much of an impact do you see that having on the American people?
It's going to backfire. And we're seeing it in these numbers already. The numbers that the whole litany of numbers you read, that was after, I mean, that was within the past couple of weeks that we did that poll. And you have it already in New York. You have the Attorney General, Letitia James, has tried to confiscate Donald Trump's wealth. Where Trump has been known for decades before he entered politics for the real estate success he's had in New York, the money he's made, the jobs he's brought, et cetera, like that, and paying back all the banks. And the Attorney General, who recently, when she was attended some fire department event, the rank and file fire members
were chanting for Trump. And they were, it's backfired in New York. And you're seeing polls like the Siena polls. Trump's within single digits in New York in some of these polls that he might just flip counties that voted for Biden, like Nassau County, Saratoga County, Essex County, that voted for Biden in 2020 are ready to vote for Trump in 2024 in New York because of this.
You agree with that, Jim? I mean, look, a lot of times we have seen promising polls leading into elections, especially for the Republican Party and minorities. Now, we'll put a caveat into this question, and that is we've never seen numbers this high and this dramatic. And in the end, oftentimes, as you get closer to the election, people tend to go home to whatever party they had been supporting in years past, and that new demographic does not materialize, in this case, for the Republican Party. With numbers this high, I've got to imagine if even 20% is correct in the end, that changes the entire electorate in the country.
Without a doubt. And in looking at these polls, the candidate that has more room to grow is Donald Trump, not Joe Biden. And why? Because Donald Trump has huge negatives. Where were Joe Biden's negatives in that Wall Street Journal poll? In those battleground states, they were pretty much hovering around six.
I think we lost Jim. We probably, his time has expired, Linda. Are you there?
Jim. I love Jim.
I mean, Jim,
don't listen to him.
Jim went back to bed. Is he even there? I don't even know if he's there anymore.
Oh, my God, you're
terrible. Well, your brother flaked on us again, John. What's up with you, McLaughlin's?
He's got to be there. But Jim was making a point that Biden has these huge disapproval numbers that you're seeing. Like our last national poll, 56 disapprove of Biden. Almost 6 out of 10. A lot of the polls at 6 out of 10, they disapprove of Biden. And Trump's vote can go higher by corralling the rest of the Biden voters who are undecided that don't like the, not Biden voters, but the Biden disapproval voters who don't like what the job Biden's doing, and bring them back to the, bring them into his coalition so we can expand into a majority coalition.
We'll give Jim, who apparently needed a coffee break, the last word, Jim.
No, the reason Donald Trump's going to keep those numbers.
By the way, Jim has a Sports Illustrated football phone, but go ahead.
It's actually a real landline. But on the issues that the voters care about most, the economy, inflation, rising costs, immigration, and the border, Donald Trump has a 20% advantage over Joe Biden. 20%. So the candidate that has more room to grow, it's Donald Trump with the voters than it is with Joe Biden. The vast majority of these undecideds are going to vote against Joe Biden because his negatives are so high.
Well, let's see what happens. We're certainly going to watch. Jim and John McLaughlin, McLaughlin and Associates, the polling group. And we appreciate your time. And Jim, thank you for gracing us with your presence today. We really appreciate you, especially on this very special holiday.
Always a pleasure, Sean.
800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, Just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Stay in touch with the Hannity faithful. Join the message board at Hannity.com.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. 800-941-SEAN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. I know it sounds a little bit odd, but I'm kind of honored because I believe in the mission of preborn and the fact that they give any expecting mom free 4D ultrasounds. And what they're discovering and what they've discovered is when they introduce expecting moms to the miracle and majesty of birth within them, that if they were thinking about abortion as an option, they leave not thinking about it at all. And Linda, they've been they had their most successful year last year.
That's right. And Sean, you're such a huge part of it. We here at the show are such a huge part of it. I mean, 58,000 babies saved, you know, 200 babies every single day. And that's because a mom gets to hear a heartbeat and is able to realize this is a real living being. This is her child. You know, Planned Parenthood and these other government funded places that take your tax dollars without you having a single say in it, they don't tell these moms anything. They don't know anything. Like, oh, it's no big deal. It is a huge deal, and we have a right to make a difference. So the way to do that is to go to Preborn and be a part of it. And now we have something super cool happening, which is the Hannity Baby Shower. I know you're super stoked. And this is where, you know, expecting moms, they hear the heartbeat. They can, you know, they can donate here. You just dial #250 on your cell phone. Say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby. Or you go to preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. And you just have to say Sean's Mother's Day. I mean, how better, not a better way to celebrate life than this.
You know, only because the cause is so good and worthwhile and genuine, am I okay with Sean's Mother's Day?
You know, something you thought you'd never hear, but it is really cool. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, well, you know, people might be thinking for a second I'm going woke. I am not.
Definitely not. I can attest.
Let me take you back to that hard-hitting news show, The View on ABC News. Anyway, Whoopi Goldberg, you know, talks about, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? That's such a stupid question. Really? I think it's a great question. The problem is the left can't answer it. Joe Biden can't answer that. That's why they got to hate on Trump 24/7, 365. Listen.
So why is it that some people are having short memory issues? There are plenty of other reasons to feel good about where we actually are. So why isn't that tracking?
Like, women have better reproductive health rights?
Yes. Yeah. There is, listen, as black people, we were not in this insanity of trying to figure out why our history is no longer welcome in the educational system. Women were realizing something was happening. If you were coming from another country, if you were coming to this country to find a better life, you were not welcome. Listen, it wasn't a good time for lots of people.
Yeah.
And all you have to do to ask, are we better off than we were? Ask the thousands of people who are no longer here. That's how you know if we're better off. Ask their families, are they better off without their loved ones? What a stupid question. It's a stupid question and disrespectful to the American people, in my opinion, my humble opinion.
Well, our old friend Whoopi is just being Whoopi Goldberg. I actually like Whoopi. You know, years ago she would come on my show. I haven't invited her on. I even went on The View years ago. I won't do it anymore. Linda, I do have an article I'm going to get to later in the program. You might be off the hook from my late night messages very soon, because if you're tired of it, a Washington Post piece is pointing out, headline is, if you're tired of late messages from your boss, a new bill aims to make it illegal. Now, I don't know how that, how does that fly in the news business? I literally, what if, God forbid, all hell breaks loose around the world or in the country or something catastrophic happens? I need my team in place to get to work at any hour of the day. So I don't know. Are they going to make exceptions for broadcasters, or it'll be illegal for me to text you at the hours that I text you and everybody else, which can be any hour of the 24-hour day, depending when I'm working.
You know what I have issue with here? I know we're going to talk about it later. You just said that, so I won't go off on a tangent. But there's everything now is like, you've offended me. It's illegal. You can't say that. You know, if for every single thing I got offended by was illegal, if every single thing that I didn't like, I got to, you know, flip off the handle and lose my mind and tear things up and all this reaction society, guess what? If you don't like it, you don't have to listen to it. If you don't like that someone's texting you, there's this awesome button on the side of your phone. You can put it on silent. You don't have to hear anything.
Well, you can turn your phone off. When I'm sending story ideas, I'm not looking for a response at that second.
No, you're not. But I mean, if I don't want to hear it, I can turn it on silent. Now. Exactly. It's not, it's so ridiculous how sensitive everybody is.
But people need to understand, there are times, and you're on the list, that I need to get in touch with my key people. And I don't care, I don't give a hoot what time of the day it is. You understand that as part of your job. And frankly, you're one of the few people that is will be available if I needed you at 3 a.m. There are other people, you know who they are, that I can contact. Somebody from radio, somebody from TV, and somebody on my legal team. Always available. And then if not, then I can't do my job. God forbid, what if a 9/11 happened in the middle of the night? I'm not supposed to text you. It'll be illegal. Good grief.
It's such a load of crap. And it's the same thing with all this other stuff that's going on. I mean, I know you're going somewhere else. I'm not going to go down the rabbit hole. But no, to be honest with you,
frustrating.
It's absurd. It's absolutely absurd. And it actually says, like under my name, like on my door, it says Linda McLaughlin, Sean Hannity Radio Show, please text all hours of the night. I mean, it actually says it on my moniker. So it's fine. Let's just keep doing what we're doing and we'll let the woke people be dumb. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to end up getting sued for this now. And it's unreal. All right, let's get to our busy phones. Yeah, let us say hi for Dan in California. Dan, how are you? Glad you called, sir.
Doing real good. How are you, Sean?
All right, man. What's going on? Things are a little loopy out there in California. I will say that. Did you see that your governor who put a $20 minimum wage for fast food goes to restaurants where they don't pay waiters and waitresses $20 an hour? I was like, whoopsie daisy. Another oops, Gavin moment, but I'm not criticizing your governor. You chose him. I didn't.
I didn't choose him. I got stuck with him.
You're not stuck forever. You don't have to live there. You still live in a free country. You can move to Texas like so many other Californians. Just leave if you're a liberal, leave your leftist policies in California when you don't ruin the next state you're going to.
No, I'm not liberal. I'm a Republican, but I'm retiring in a few months, and I plan on leaving the state because it's too expensive to live here.
It's sad to hear that, because I will tell you, I lived 5 years in California. It is majestic. It is beautiful. I mean, there's nothing more, well, at least at the time, more beautiful than driving the Pacific Coast Highway, the 101 freeway. And you could drive it all the way from up north in California straight on down to Southern California. Beautiful. I mean, absolutely stunning, but it's not the California that I lived in the 80s. That's when I lived there.
I remember when we brought my dad's parents out here, when you could afford to be on a retirement income and live in the in California. You can't do that now.
No.
The main reason I'm calling was because of yesterday about the EV.
Yes, sir.
What a lot of people don't understand is that if it happened right now today, the entire infrastructure would collapse. The wires are too small to take the additional, added capacity. We don't have enough generating power. I work for a power company. We don't have enough generating stations. It would cost trillions and trillions of dollars to upgrade everything. We're talking from the poles up to the wires, adding more power plants.
Well, you already have a situation where you have rolling brownouts. I'm sure you, based on what you do for a living, you're way more familiar with this than I am. And maybe it was about a year ago, somewhere about that time. Remember, California asked electric vehicle owners to only charge their electric vehicles during certain hours of the day. I'm like, I'm sorry to inconvenience you, but you got to charge your car during these hours only, regardless of what obligations you may have in life. I mean, and how much of that power grid is actually fossil fuel based also? And how many, how much pillaging of Mother Earth had to take place to mine with heavy duty diesel run equipment, mine the manganese and the nickel and what is it, cobalt? I don't even know what they put in these batteries. how much damage to Mother Earth goes into it. And the fact that a study came out last week that electric vehicles pollute as much, if not more, than gas-powered vehicles because they're so heavy and the particles from the rubber on the tires wears out and guess what? Much faster, and it pollutes the planet. Whoopsie-daisy, and it costs more.
You're trading one thing for another. Granted, the air may look clear, but the groundwater pollution is going to be a lot more. What they don't tell you is there's only two places in the United States that can recycle those batteries, and there's hazardous waste left over after recycling those batteries that they have to deal with. So how much...
That's another good point. I never thought of that. Good point. What are they going to do with the old batteries? Listen, I got to say this too, and I, by the way, I appreciate your call, Dan, and to be honest, thank God there are people like you, the electric workers, because... I know what it's like to live in an area where the power would go out constantly, and I didn't have one. I had two massive generators. This was when I lived in New York, to kick in the moment that the power went down, which was quite frequent where I lived. But thank you for what you do, my friend. Don't force Ford to lose $4.5 billion and producing a product that the public doesn't want. If people, I could tell you, most people, if they want an electric vehicle, odds are pretty high they're going to go to Tesla. And I have a friend that owns a Tesla, loves it, raves about it. But when Hertz, you know, made a big bet on electric powered vehicles, most people aren't used to driving them. It made them uncomfortable. And that cost them dearly by making that decision. They ended up firing the guy that did and the head of the company, and they're restructuring and they're trying to fight back. Ford lost $4.5 billion because they were being forced to produce cars that their customers did not want. That's where the problem comes in. Driving me nuts. Now they want to regulate, you know, wood burning, you know, pizza ovens and gas, pizza ovens, which is my favorite, by the way. I mean, anything else, refrigerators, stoves, air conditioners, you know, meat is those cows and their methane emissions are bad for the environment. I'm so sick of all of it. Quick break, right back. We'll hit the phones again. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Also, at the top of the hour, we'll check in with Congressman Michael Waltz. Especially on the very real issue and threat that is ISIS-K and Al-Qaeda training camps now back up and running, according to reports in Afghanistan. Back to our busy phones. Kurt is in Utah. Kurt, how are you? Go to Crown Burger today and say Sean Hannity sent you.
Oh, you bet I will. In fact, I was there just the other day. Had a Crown Burger.
And don't take this the wrong way, but I take it personally, and I hate you. Go ahead.
Well, I was actually listening to you while I was eating it, going, man, Sean would be mad.
Man, you know, you just love, everyone loves rubbing it in my face. My kids love doing this to their dad. I love it. Go ahead. What's on your mind in Utah today?
I wanted to just point out something that nobody else is really pointing out, and that's the difference in the political violence, quote unquote. You know, I didn't see or hear of any riots happening from the people on the right after Lake and Riley was murdered, or this police officer, or any of these other people that are getting murdered or raped because of all the Biden illegals. There were no George Floyd type, you know, riots because of it.
How come, you know, with all the talk about insurrection, if you look at and you compare the numbers, 574 riots, summer of 2020, Kamala Harris, your vice president, tweeting out a bail fund after people burned down the police precinct in Minneapolis. They're not going to stop. They shouldn't stop. We're not going to stop. Blah, blah, blah. How come nobody ever investigated those riots? Because that's what they were. And dozens of Americans dead, thousands of cops injured, and billions in property damage. Am I the only one that says that's a double standard? And they only selectively chose the one riot. What? Because it happened against Congress. I said that day on this radio show live, this cannot happen in America. I said it all throughout the summer of 2020. Also, rioting just cannot be tolerated. We need to be a society rooted in law and order so everyone can be safe and secure. But nobody cared about what happened in the summer of 2020. They just lied to us like they lie about the border, like they lie about Joe doing more in an hour than most of us do in a day. Or they lie about, you know, I never spoke to my son, my brother, or anybody for that matter about their foreign business deals. And the media gives them a pass. Don't give them a pass. There's an opportunity for you to get this right. And that's in 214 days. Good call, my friend. Appreciate you being with us. 800-941-SEAN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.